proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osborne with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. In this session, we conclude our study on Malachi chapter 1 and God's everlasting love for the Jewish people. God regarded all other nations as a drop in the bucket, so to speak, in comparison to Israel, an expression used in the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Nevertheless, God sought to make his name known among the Gentiles through the Jewish people. God determined to use the Jewish nation as a means of ministering to the Gentiles. In the 60th chapter of Isaiah, God declared that, quote, "The darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising," unquote. God would accomplish that objective through his servant. Isaiah had much to record about that servant. According to the second chapter of Isaiah, for example, the prophet exclaimed that, quote, "It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it." All nations, Gentile as well as Jew. God also stated, quote, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles," unquote. A declaration recorded in Isaiah 42. In Isaiah 49, God added that, quote, "It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for the light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth," unquote. Now, Jewish people believed that the servant depicted the Jewish nation as an entity. Israel was, after all, supposed to remain as God's peculiar people, as Exodus 19 put it. However, that entity, the Jewish nation, has too often endeavored to become like its pagan neighbors. In the days of King Manasseh of Judah, for one example, offering children as sacrifices to Moloch, a heathen deity, offering child sacrifices to Moloch was a common practice. Now, God cannot and will not use an unholy instrument to accomplish his holy purposes. By contrast, Jesus Christ is regarded by Christians as the servant mentioned in Isaiah, particularly in Isaiah 53. The gospel bear record of the Savior's ministry to Galilee and Gentiles in Galilee, such as to a Roman servant. The gospels also bear record to how the followers of Jesus Christ expanded the extent of his outreach. Christians cite the words of the Apostle Paul, written in the 11th chapter of Romans, about how God engrafted the Gentiles with the Jews to form a new organization known as the church, a figure of speech that he employed in Ephesians chapter 2 as well. In that way, non-Jews can enjoy the same spiritual privileges that Jews do. God's love story with the nation of Israel has no end. He loved the Jewish people from their inception as a people. He continues to watch over the Jews today. God will still serve as the Jewish people's protector in the future. Therefore, no Jew has any reason to ask God, quote, "Wherein hast thou loved us?" unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.